So we started a series, you know, on Wednesday nights we talk, preach on faith and healing. And we continually do that, preach on faith and healing, and we'll do that till we have a different directive. But so we got done with the series called How Faith Comes, and we started another series called What Faith Is. We take these, just the ideas, not verbatim, but the ideas from these right now that we've been going over. There's a Bible faith study course that, from Brother Hagin that uses kind of a framework, and then we just go with it and touch on what we need to touch on, and you know, if we need to go around something, we do, and that's what we do. So let's go ahead and turn over to Hebrews 11, 1. We'll get going there, and familiar verse of Scripture to some. Hebrews 11, sometimes referred to as a great faith chapter. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Thank God. All right. Hebrews 11, 1. Y'all there? It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evident of things not seen. Moffat's translation says, "Now faith means that we are confident of what we hope for, convinced of what we do not see." It's giving substance to things hoped for. Faith is giving substance to things hoped for. That's a different translation. So we talked a little bit last time that faith is not wishing. So, you know, you could say hoping, but hoping in the Bible, it means confident expectation. So hoping in the Bible, when you see it, is not like we use hope today. When we say, "I hope something will happen," it is, "I wish it, I really want it to," but it's not, "I really expect it." But, you know, in some of these lessons, there's a use of hope, like hope is always future tense, regardless. That's one thing you need to know. Hope always is regarding the future. So we have a hope that we're going to see Jesus. Blessed hope. But that's not now. But the reason you believe, the reason you hope is because you believe something. The reason you hope, the reason you expect to see Jesus, is because you believe something about what's happened to you here. And so true Bible hope is always, it's looking to the future, but it is based on faith. Now, but like I said, there's a lot of hope has its place. You expecting something from the future has its place. But you have to have faith, which is you believe and you receive it now. You can't always, if you put things out into the future indefinitely, you'll never receive it. So hope has a place, or even Bible hope has a place. So we talked about the fact that you wishing, and we're going to go over that really briefly, or I don't know how briefly, but we're going to go over some of these things. You wanting something to happen is not what gets the job done, or me, or any person. When I say you, I'm saying an individual. You just wanting it, you could need it desperately. And this is where people have missed it, okay? Because people have said, "I prayed to God." I don't know how many different accounts that I've heard of people saying, something happened when they were growing up, or it could have been recently. They were in a traumatic situation, a crisis, and they say, "I prayed to God and asked Him to help us, and we needed help, and He didn't do anything," and therefore, they've turned their back on God. Now, what they're saying is, well, I'm not saying this in every situation, but what that is implying is that they did everything right, and God was wrong. So it couldn't have been that they had a lack in their knowledge or a gap in their knowledge. The fact that they needed something desperately, you know, mama's going to die. I prayed for her and God didn't answer. There is no God. Well, that's a big leap. What you're implying is the fact that your mother needed to be healed and you asked for it and really fervently wished that it would happen, that that was enough and it should have happened. That's what the logic is. I wanted it, we needed it, I asked, and it didn't happen, therefore there's no God, or therefore he didn't help me. Well, that's not going to get the job done. There's a lot of people that think it should. Because I need it now, and I asked fervently, and I asked crying, and oh God, and I'm not making fun, but this is where I've heard this, I don't know how many times, you probably have too. I need it, we need it, we got to have it. She's going to die. My child, God, please. That doesn't get it done. That's acting like God is somehow up there going, beg a little more. I mean, what's he doing? Think about it. Now we're talking about what faith is. People say, well, I had faith. Really? Again, I am not making fun, but we have to get to the place where we see things that we've been religiously brainwashed and we accept as it's the, yeah, why didn't God answer? Wait a minute. What are we talking about? You needed something, you wanted something, and you just threw up and asked, and God was unjust because he didn't, quote unquote, answer. Well, that's just not true. That doesn't line up with the Bible. That's not faith. And people will say, I have faith. Well, okay, that's what we're defining. What is faith? Faith is trust. Faith is believing. But it is not wishing for something. It is not wanting something. It's not needing something. You could be on your deathbed. That doesn't mean you have faith. You could be ready to be put out in the street because you haven't paid your mortgage. That doesn't mean you have faith. You could be ready to get a divorce and you need a change in your marriage. Does not mean you have faith. Your need doesn't dictate faith. You wanting it does not mean you're in faith. But I really want it. I need it. I have to have it. And asking fervently does not mean you're in faith. Yelling does not equate to faith. Crying is not faith. Begging is not faith. But God, I have to. I need it. That's not faith. And faith is what gets the job done. So we need to know what it is. And we need to know what it's not. And it's not always out there. Well, God's going to heal me someday. Well, when's that going to come? It might come after you're dead. It has for a lot of people. It's going to happen someday. Well, when's that? So there's really a lot here. So faith is laying a hold of the unseen realm and bringing it into the realm of reality. Too many times when it comes to receiving healing or receiving the Holy Spirit or an answer to prayer, people are just wishing that they're going to receive. They're hoping, but it's not expectation, it's just wishing. It's just, I wish this would happen, and they're saying maybe it'll happen this time. I'm going to throw up another prayer and see if it sticks. It didn't work. Darn. I thought for sure. Now let's go over real quick. This is where I'd like to just like in this circumstance, I'd like to just be to refer to the scripture sheet, but I'm on purpose not doing scripture sheets on Wednesday at this point. But like, let's turn over quick to Mark 11, and we'll go on. Praise God. The word works. Bible works. The word works. But some of our religious junk, God is under no obligation to work with that. And I shouldn't even, I mean, that's true. That's a true statement. But let me put it this way. It's not about what, like, God is somehow withholding. Like, well, I don't have to put up with it. It's not that. If it were up to God, God is so gracious. He's so merciful. He's already dumped out. He's done everything he can for humanity. He sent Jesus. If it's up to God, he's already done it. But we have to receive it. And he can't do any more than he has. He can't. Not won't. He can't. You say, well, God can do anything. No, not where he's bound himself. And if he's put in legalities, see, you're the same way. If you signed a contract, even if you could physically do something, you've bound yourself by your word. And you can. Now, could you? Yeah, but you'd be undoing something else. If God breaks his word and undoes something, the whole universe is going to just blow apart. Because it's all upheld by the word of his power, the Bible says. He cannot, you and I do our best to tell the truth. I'm not saying we lie, but to always be consistent and faithful. He is faithful. There is no shadow of turning with him. He has never changed one bit. And if he does something that is out of line, this whole thing is upheld because he is the way he is. So he cannot go in and just do whatever he wants. He has to have our cooperation. So if we work with him and give him access to do what he wants to do anyway in our lives, well, the way we get from him is believing and walking in faith. It's not because we want something. If he could do it just because we ask, he already wants to do that. If it were that easy, he would already pour it out. It's not about him withholding. He's not withholding. Let's read this again. Mark 11, verse 22. It says, have faith in God. Verse 23, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. You see, it says, when you pray, believe that you what? Receive them or you take them, and then you'll have them. See, faith is, I believe, I receive it now, and I will have it. That's where hope comes in. I will have it. So I believe something, so I expect it to come to pass. He says, I will. But how do I get to the hope part? I will have it because I believe I receive it now. Do you see that? He didn't say, I have it now. He said, I believe I receive it now. You don't have to lie. See, people have misunderstood this. They say, well, you're lying. You say you have something before. No, I'm not saying I have it. I said I believe I receive it. I take it. I take God at his word. According to his word, I do have it because I believe I receive it. I'm not telling you it's here. It will come here. See, that's hope. It will come. You watch. It'll show up. It'll come. But you can't just stay in that, well, it'll come someday. No, see, if you haven't believed you received, you don't have any foundation to expect it to come someday. Some people say, well, just someday, God's going to heal me. Someday I believe it'll manifest. Well, how are you saying that? Because if you've said, I believe I receive it now I have it, so you watch, it'll change. That's different than just someday it'll kind of happen by itself. There is an out there. There is a We're going to see it. It's the expectation, but it's not just pushing it out way into the future. It's based on something that's now, and that's faith. You believe now. I didn't say it showed up now. It may show up now, but it may not. But you don't see, and like we went back and we talked about it in how faith comes is by hearing the word of God, and so you go by what you heard, not by what you see. So then if you don't see it, that doesn't deter you because you believe because God said something, so it's not there yet. Well, you watch, it'll change because God's one thing has got to give, either circumstance or God's word. And it's not going to be God's word. So therefore, you watch, it's going to show up. See, that is faith. In the face of something that doesn't look like it, you still believe. Now, we turned over to this last time, but let's go over here and then we'll keep going. Mark 5, we read this account. Mark 5, we see an example of this here in the Word. Mark 5, verse 24. It says, so this is kind of two stories intertwined here, but Jesus is going with a man that came to ask Jesus to come with him to heal his daughter. And so in the midst of this, he's walking, and verse 24 says, so Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, so she has something going on where she's bleeding internally or externally, something, and had suffered many things of many physicians. She had spent all she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Now just look at this right here. This lady has a need, doesn't she? It's not working. I mean, she's going to the doctors, not getting any better. Is that today? Is anybody in that situation, not you guys, but are there people in that situation on the earth today? Yeah. They have something wrong. They've gone to doctors, not knocking doctors. Thank God for medical science and what they can do. But they're not God. They can't heal you. They can take out of the way certain things so that your body can do its job. But at the end of the day, when they sew you back up, you have to heal. And your body has to do that. They can't do that. You can die from the smallest thing if your body does not work right and does not heal. Right? So thank God for what medical science can do, and don't ever be condemned. Don't ever feel condemned about going to a doctor. That is error. People have also said that. You know, gotten to the weeds with, well, we just believe faith. We don't believe in doctors. Where does it say that in the Bible? Dr. Luke, that wrote the gospel, was a physician, wrote the Acts, traveled. He's a physician, okay? That's not Bible. God's best is receiving divine healing, but we're all in all different places, different understandings. There's different things. You have to get from God how to receive, or where are you and what do you need? And the basic thing is you need to keep your engine running. You need to keep your machine running, like what we were talking about last week. So that's the basic thing. Don't get legalistic. You know, people say they're believing and then they die because they wouldn't get the operation that could have, you know, would have been no problem. Or they don't get the procedure done because they got in their head they can't. Now, I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. You have to be led by God, but don't get hung up either way, and certainly don't get in condemnation. It's between you and the Lord. You will never hear that from us. Okay? We'll tell you, we'll pray with you for wisdom, and then it's up. Then you got to make a decision. Every person's got to make a decision what the path is. It's not go to the doctor or believe God. If you're going to the doctor, you better be believing God. You don't go put yourself under a knife and then just say, well, I guess the faith stuff didn't work. Open her up. You better be believing God at this point. Huh? It's not either or. Okay? So yeah, there are people in the earth that are just like this woman. Gone to doctors, can't help. Well, isn't that the case? Aren't there situations and circumstances on the earth that medical science has no answer for? Huh? There are certain things, certain conditions. There are funds. There are foundations to do research. Why? Because we don't know, as a human race, naturally speaking, how to deal with some of these things, right? And there are points where they say, we've done all we can do. We don't know, right? Best doctors, best hospitals in the world can look at you and say, as far as we know, there's no cure. Well, that's as far as they know. Again, I'm not knocking, but anybody that has a spiritual sense will know. I mean, we don't know everything. And to say it's not possible because we don't know, that's arrogance. There's a whole lot of stuff we don't know. So this lady needs something, right? But let me tell you, at that point, just because she's been walking around for 12 years, is she healed? But she needs it. She spent all her money. But she doesn't have it. Verse 26, she had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. See, she believed something. She believed. She had seen, evidently, something. She had seen people healed by the power of God through Jesus' ministry. So she was saying, if I can just get to him, if I can touch him, I'll be healed. Notice that. She's believing something. She's expecting something. Immediately when she touched Jesus, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Now notice, there were many people touching Jesus. And I'm sure, do you think this lady was the only person in the crowd that had a need? Of all the time he is walking along this path, nobody else was around him that had any kind of need. Do you think that's a true statement? I don't believe it. Just statistics, I doubt it. Why did she get healed? Because she had faith. And we're going to see Jesus says that. It was not a coincidence. It was not because she needed it. Now, I don't know if she was begging, pleading. I don't know if she was crying previously, likely. Could have been discouraged. But that didn't, that there could have been other people in the crowd that needed something even worse than she did. But we don't know about them. There is a reason why the people in the Bible are in the Bible. And it is not predestination. It's not because they had to do what they were doing like a robot, what they ended up doing. It's because they believed and acted. Abraham did not have to believe. If Abraham did not do what he did, you would not have read about Abraham. The reason we read about the people that we read about is because they responded to God. And it's the same with us. If you think they're special and that they're different and they just were called out by God and just had to do it, that contradicts all kinds of things in the Word. It's the same with us. We have a decision every day, every moment, of how we're going to live our lives and how we're going to react to the Word. And what we do matters. And how we respond to God determines if he has access to us. Now, I know some people don't like to hear this, especially now. They're like, no, I want it all to be up to God. Well, you know what? If it was all up to God, there would be no sickness, no disease, and we'd be in heaven. But it's not. People say, well, I just can't. That means I have to do something. Yes, we have to do something. Now, are we earning our way? Are we doing the heavy lifting? No, Jesus did the heavy lifting. Jesus bought and paid for everything. All he's saying is, believe that I did it. That's our part. It's not earning it. See, faith is not earning it. Some people have made a work out of faith. I'm going to do all this stuff so I get enough faith to believe. Well, that's true in a sense. How does faith come? It comes by hearing the Word of God. Spent many, many weeks on this. So yes, you do need to hear the Word, but it's not a work. It's so that you are focusing on the right thing, so that you're feeding your spirit, so that you take what is already yours. That's all it is, because you got to push through all this junk that we're surrounded with. Just look around in the earth. It is not putting faith into you. It's distracting you. It's telling you you're going to die. It's telling you, you know, you're going to be like everybody else that doesn't believe God. And why are you special? And where's God anyway? And all kinds of lies. And you may have a need. Well, the world has needs. And then this is where we started. People say, well, I really needed it. And my mom died. And why didn't God answer? As if you needing it and you crying about it is the way you receive it. It's a misunderstanding. That's not faith, and how we receive is faith. She was in this crowd. This woman was in this crowd, and she's the one we're reading about. And the Bible tells us why. It says why. See, Jesus knew he was touched differently by this woman than all the other people, because power went out from him. Faith caused the power to flow. And it's the same way it is now. Faith causes the power that's already resident to flow. Faith causes the power that is already resident, that God already has, that actually is resident in your spirit, because your spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives within you. And so the very power of God is resident right now. We say, well, I didn't know it. Well, now we that's why we're talking about it. But just because it's there doesn't mean it automatically flows. Faith causes it to flow. Faith is believing. Praise God. You see this right here. He said, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? Something happened that it caused the power to flow. It caused something to happen for this woman. And right next door to her, there were people, but they did not get touched. And the Son of the Living God was walking right through the middle of them. But nothing happened. Nothing happened. Glory to God. He is real. It says, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and touched and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? What are you saying? What are you talking about? Who touched you? That guy touched you? That girl touched you? That guy over there touched you? What are you talking about? No, somebody touched him and made a draw on the power. They touched him in faith. He looked around to see her who had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." Your faith has made you well. Not you bumped into me. Not anything else. Not, he didn't say, you know what? I see by the Spirit of God that you've had this thing for 12 years. And you've spent all your money. And so I'm going to heal you. Now, there are accounts like that in the Word where it's just initiated by God. That's another thing. But you can't control that. That's as the Spirit wills. We're not going to get into that tonight. We've talked about it at different times. But this, we have something to do with. We can believe anytime. And this is why this lady was healed. This is how she was healed. "Daughter, your faith has made you well." What did she believe? She believed, "If I can only touch his garment, I will be made well." That's what she believed. That's what she believed. And because she believed, when she touched him, it caused the power to flow. Now, real quick, just as a visual, you guys know this and it's experience, and this is a parallel in the natural realm. This is it. There are parallels in the natural realm and the spiritual. But Greg, you go ahead and flip the lights. We still have the screens on. That's okay. But see, what did he just do? He disconnected those lights from the power. So right now, did the electricity in the whole building go away?
No.
Nope. You can tell it. There's a screen right there, right? And we know that. You can hear me over the sound system. But the lights are not on. The speakers are on. But the speakers are there. Why aren't the lights on? Because they're not connected to the power right now. But God, so-and-so's, well, so-and-so got healed. What's going on, God? You know, I could yell across this room all day, all night, and for the next year, and those lights would not go on. But I can't see. But it's dark. But I need to see. Not going to get the job done. I could jump up and down. I could tell God again. And if you saw me doing this and telling God how much I need light, you may wonder why I'm not going over and flipping the switch. But see, this is what people do all the time. But they don't know. See, that's obvious to us that there's a switch. But people don't understand this in the spiritual realm. It's the same thing. What causes the power to flow and us to receive from God is faith. Faith is trusting Him. Faith is believing. And if you don't act on Him and you're just hoping something's going to happen in the sense of wishing, or you're going to yell, or you're going to cry, or you're going to think I have to, it is not flipping the switch, and no power will flow, and it has nothing to do with His desire to heal you. It has everything to do with that we're not cooperating with the laws that govern these things. Just like right now, I can yell at that switch back there and it will not flip the lights on. And it is that simple. We have to get our understanding lined up with the Word of God and quit going on religious things and emotion and act like something should happen because I want it to happen, and start believing the Word of God and acting in line with the Word of God, and then things happen. Now, when He flips the switch, this whole time I've been talking and it's been dark just because He has not flipped the switch. Now, go ahead and turn them on, Greg. There, now it's bright. But that whole time, all he had to do is flip the switch. Now the lights are connected with the power, and the lights go on. That's exactly what you just saw right here with the lady. She has been going 12 years, paying all her money, suffering. She hears Jesus. She said, man, if I can touch him, I'm going to be healed. And she reached out. It's just like that switch. When she touched him, it's like that switch going on, that power flowed. She's healed. Boom. Thing that has been there for 12 years, gone. This is exactly what happens. This is how we receive. That faith is believing that when you touch it, it will happen now. Now we're going to get into more of that, but this is the crux of it. It is not about what we want, what we say, as far as, you know, begging, pleading. It's lining up with what the Word of God says, and that brings results. That's faith. Amen.